I'm Jacob Resnick with this news. A poll published yesterday found more than half of Juno respondents support the stalled Juno Access Project. The McDowell Group poll found 54% said they support extending Juno's road north to the Catskeen River, where a ferry would connect to Skagway. 39% said they were opposed to the plan. The survey was jointly financed by the City and Borough of Juneau and First Things First Alaska Foundation, a pro-development group. Pollsters asked 402 people on landlines and cell phones their position on transportation issues over a single week in January. First Things First Executive Director Denny DeWitt said the poll should be instructive to political leaders.
This is the best data set we've ever had. And I think that it's something that ought to be looked at and thought about very seriously by those folks who are trying to represent all the people in Juneau.
The road project has been perennially divisive within Juneau and is also widely opposed in Skagway and Haines. The Juneau Assembly's $20,000 appropriation for the survey was approved on a 6-3 vote last year. That vote was along the same lines of a controversial resolution in support of the road. But Juneau Access Project isn't going to happen anytime soon. Governor Bill Walker polled his administration support for the project in 2016. Sponsors of a ballot initiative that aims to strengthen state law protecting salmon habitat says it's been certified by the Alaska Division of Elections. The Yes for Salmon initiative reports it received close to 42,000 signatures. That's significantly more than required. The Yes for Salmon initiative could appear on the ballot either during the primary election in August or the general election in November, depending on whether the legislature ends its session on time. But a vote on the issue still isn't guaranteed. It's heavily opposed by oil and mining interests, and the state claims the ballot initiative is unconstitutional and is challenging it in court. If the Alaska Supreme Court rules in the state's favor, the Yes for Salmon initiative won't appear on the ballot. A Juneau judge has dismissed a multiple-count indictment against a former Fishing Association head and former Alaska Board of Fisheries nominee accused of permanent fund dividend fraud. But Roland Ma still faces a possible trial next month on lesser misdemeanor charges of falsifying applications. Ma was facing 12 felony charges of theft and unsworn falsification related to applying for and receiving permanent fund dividends between 2009 and 2014. He was scheduled to stand trial this week in Juneau, but Superior Court Judge Luis Menendez said he planned to dismiss the indictment. Ma was the former executive director of United Cook Inlet Drift Association. Checking weather. Partly cloudy skies today with highs around 43, overnight lows 33 with light winds. The weekend looks like partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid-40s, lows dipping into the 30s, with rain forecast to return on Monday. That's your news and weather. From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick.